Lennox and Addington County has appointed Nathan Townend as their new Director of Communications and Community Development. Townend will start the new role in August and has since stepped down from his roles as Warden of the County and Deputy Mayor of Loyalist Township. Townend served 8 years on Loyalist Township Council, as well as 4 years on County Council. During that time, he also held leadership positions with the Association of Municipalities of Ontario, the Rural Ontario Municipal Association, the Eastern Ontario Wardens Caucus, and the Southeastern Health Unit. Loyalist Township Council addressed the process on how to fill the vacancy. At this time, staff and council members may propose names of individuals who have previously held a position on council or senior leadership. Council members could then choose to appoint or select an individual from the proposed list. This was one of three options council chose from. Councillors Lorna Willis and Carol Parks explained their support for the option council chose.
I just think this is the cleanest way to address it, given how close we are to an election, and it leaves the current councillors to do whatever they're going to do.
I think this is the best option that's available, just because of the tight time frame for the elections coming.
Townend spoke about taking on the new role.
Applying for a position of employment with the county while being a sitting warden requires an extra level of ethical vigilance. It was imperative to protect the integrity of the hiring process, and therefore essential that I did not place myself or my colleagues in a position where an actual or perceived exertion of political influence could be suggested. I consulted with the integrity commissioner and have followed his advice from beginning to end. I can also say with complete and total confidence that I competed fairly for the position as any other applicant. And for me personally, that has been extremely important. Moreover, as an incoming director of communications who wants to foster openness and accessibility in how the county speaks to our citizens, I need to close this chapter with my cards on the table. Indeed, I recognize it is not every day a warden gets hired in their own upper tier, but I hope the public can be confident in both the process and ultimately the outcome.
Townend went on to speak about his decision to apply for the position.
In truth, I expected to continue pursuing elected office for the next 2026 to 2030 term. What has transpired was not on my bingo card, and the timing of it all not within my control. I am sure there are those would-be detractors who assume my decision was purely self-interest. As I just said, because I believe in being honest with the public, I will not deny that a steady job with a solid income and a nest egg for the future was part of my consideration. Like many millennials, I have spent my working life cobbling together financial means with numerous precarious jobs that take a lot of time and leave little for the future. At 40 years old, it isn't unreasonable for me to have considered what 20 to 30 years down the line might look like.
Townend noted the work he was most proud of with Loyalist Township Council and thanked community members.
I am so proud that after successive councils kicked it down the road, we took the decision to rebuild the WJ. It is a significant investment that will serve generations to come, and I will always be proud that we did that. I'm also proud to have had my personal stamp of initiation on our physician recruitment program, and so grateful to Rebecca, our CAO, for doing the work to make it the success that it has been. I'm also proud to have helped in the development of Loyalist Township's first climate action plan. And of course, I want to thank the people of our great township, our community of communities. Over the past 8 years, I have only gained in respect and affinity for our residents. It is truly a great privilege and joy when you're in elected office that you get to know your community more deeply than you really do any other way. Our township is full of community-minded, generous, kind people who take care of one another, who care to make our community better and give of themselves to make it happen.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.